Donald Trump has not been shy about letting the entire world know that he is extremely frustrated and angry that he has to sit in a courtroom for the next few weeks. And insiders, according to a new report from CNN, are now terrified that that anger building up inside of Donald Trump every day is going to manifest itself inside the courtroom with Donald Trump simply exploding. Here is what CNN's Dana Bash reported. I was just talking to somebody who was very involved in his political world who said that the way that they're going to structure the strategy is they're going to take their cues from the Trump legal world, meaning what we're going to hear from the Trump attorneys inside the courtroom is going to be echoed rather quickly by his political campaign, and that's obviously in part just kind of to get the echo chamber out. But it's also because there is frustration that comes from the top. That comes from Donald Trump about his gag order that they were talking about in New York that we've been talking about for weeks. Now, because it does limit, just on the raw politics of this, it does limit in their ability to, let's say, there's a witness and they want to put some dirt out on the witness. The gag order doesn't allow them to do that. And the one thing I will also add is that a source familiar with Trump's thinking told me this morning that he is just mad at the world that he's in the courtroom. But being mad that you're in a courtroom is one thing. Controlling that anger and not allowing the jury to see how unhinged you are, that is another thing entirely. Donald Trump so far has not done a good job of holding back that anger inside the courtroom. He has not necessarily had any outbursts, but he has, of course, been admonished by the judge for muttering about a juror while that juror was speaking, got in trouble for that. He has rolled his eyes, he has sighed heavily, he has shaken his head when the judge has been talking, and all of that is done out of frustration. But here's the thing. It's not just the frustration that he's inside a courtroom and not out there campaigning. Trump is frustrated because he can't control anything that's happening. He is sitting there helpless for one of the first times in his life. He can't leave. He can't not show up. He can't talk. He can't do anything. And that is what is truly driving him mad. He's just a regular guy in that courtroom, and he can't stand the thought of that. And that is what is causing this anger inside of him to boil over. That's why every day when he walks out of that courtroom, he immediately goes and finds those reporters to rant and rave about what happened that day. Not because he has to get it off his chest, but because he needs to feel important again. He needs to feel like there are people listening to him. We already know that he's getting super pissed off that nobody's showing up to protest him or protest in his honor that the trial is happening. You know, he's had a handful of weirdos here and there, but that's about it. All of this is making him angry. And eventually, if this continues, it will be to the point where he's no longer able to control that rage inside the courtroom. And once that happens, it's game over for him. That jury is watching his every move. Every head shake, every eye roll, every whisper to his lawyers, that jury is paying attention. And the more he does it, the worse it looks for him. And if he goes beyond that, if he has an outburst, if he has an audible like, ugh, that's going to hurt him. This trial is different than any other thing Donald Trump has ever faced in his life. And we've seen him in the past. He has not been able to control himself in other trials. So we'll see what happens with this one. But if the insiders, the people close to him, are any indication, they're expecting him to blow up any day now. Devin Nunes, the former Republican lawmaker who, of course, is the CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group, sent a letter to his former Republican colleagues in the House of Representatives this week, begging them to save his poor little company as their stock price continues to tank. In his letter that was sent to House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan, Financial Services Chair Patrick McHenry, Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith, and Oversight and Reform Chair James Comer, in his letter to these people, Nunes begs them, please launch an investigation and find out if there's any conspiracy out there to drive our stock price down. You know, we think there could be some naked short sellers out there, which naked short selling is, of course, illegal. We do know there's lots of legitimate short sellers out there. But Nunes just got this big old hunch that maybe somewhere somebody's doing something illegal. And because he's asking him to investigate like RICO, so he thinks there's like racketeering and conspiracy here. He thinks there's this grand conspiracy somewhere on Wall Street to drive down the price of the Trump Media stock, which of course seems to get lower by the day. Now, here's what's hilarious about this. Earlier in this week, Nunes actually sent a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commission, right? The people that oversee this, the actual regulators. And he said, hey, regulators, I think there's some bad things happening with the stock. There could be some illegal manipulation. Could you please look into it? And in that letter, he actually didn't provide any evidence at all to back up his claims. He just said, you know, this may be a thing that's happening. Okay, it may be a thing that's happening with literally any stock on the stock market, too. But if you don't have evidence that this is happening, then you're just blowing smoke. And I guess he wasn't happy that the SEC didn't immediately jump up out of their chairs and go start investigating this. So he turns right around and starts crying to his former friends in the House saying, please bail me out. Please find something that'll make it look like I'm not a complete and total failure. Because at the end of the day, that's what this is about. Like, this is not just about Trump's company losing tons of money. No, no, no. Devin Nunes at this point is worried about the future of his job. He was put in a position, by the way, running a media company, a position that he is not qualified for. He has never done anything like that in his past. He's literally never even worked in the tech industry. So why he suddenly becomes the CEO of a tech company just blows the mind. And we know why it happened. He was a loyal stooge of Donald Trump when he was in the House, so Trump rewarded him with this job. But that was a stupid move by Donald Trump. Like, there are plenty of people who know a lot about technology, a lot about social media, and any one of them would have made a much better CEO of your company. But you only reward loyalty, so you're stuck with a moron like Devin Nunes running a company that he knows nothing about. And he's running it into the ground. And now Nunes is scared for his future. He knows that if this continues, his job is not going to continue. So he's got to call on Congress. Please launch this investigation. I know you guys are already investigating everything else under the sun. And much like those other investigations, this one will probably bear no fruit. You won't find any evidence of criminal activity. But please, could you do this one more time for Mr. Nunes? He really needs this victory. Otherwise, he's probably going to be unemployed sometime in the very near future. According to a new report from Axios this week, while Donald Trump is busy being on trial in Manhattan, his idiot sons, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, are being tasked with interviewing and basically vetting potential staffers and potential cabinet members for a possible Trump second term. But they're not vetting people to see what their credentials look like or, you know, what kind of experience they have, you know, how smart are you? No, they're not looking at things like that. According to this report, Don Jr. and Eric are simply vetting people based on their loyalty to their dad. So we don't care if you don't know what you're doing. We don't care if you have no relevant work experience. We don't care if you don't know the first thing about politics. If you love daddy, we're going to go ahead and give you the pass and send you on to the next round. That's what's happening here. And the reason it's happening, according to a source close to Donald Trump Jr., is because they said, we don't want any more John Boltons. Now, that is a very telling sentence. Obviously, when Donald Trump was in the White House, he did not get along with his own national security advisor, John Bolton. Bolton, of course, is a warmonger. He wanted to attack every country that he could. Donald Trump, to his credit on this one issue, did not do that. But there were other things that Donald Trump did want to do that were equally horrible, and John Bolton pushed back on that. And since they've left the White House, people like John Bolton, General John Kelly, General Mattis, General Esper, they've all spoken out publicly against Donald Trump, and they all told him no while he was in office. Like, I want to do this horrible thing. And these people who are much smarter than him said, no, you can't do that. And that's the problem. This is, even if it's not a part of it, it is an extension of the Project 2025. We cannot have anyone in that White House alongside Donald Trump that would ever dare tell him no. So we don't care about your work experience. We don't care about your education. We don't care about your intelligence. We need to make sure that the only thing in life that you care about is making Donald Trump happy. And if you meet that criteria, congratulations. Welcome to the Trump administration. But this is what makes a second term for Donald Trump so exceptionally dangerous. He knows he will be surrounded by people that will tell him yes, no matter what it is. Hey, should I revoke the broadcast license for every liberal media outlet in this country? Yes, you should. Great, let's do it. Well, it's not technically legal, but don't worry. He'll also have the Justice Department stacked with lawyers that are loyal to him who will find a way to make it happen. And he's already got the Supreme Court packed, so who knows what could happen? We cannot rely on any branch of government to save us, because Donald Trump will have captured the entire regulatory agencies in D.C. with his loyalists, his lawyers, his people, his yes men. And it's going to go from the top lawyers at the DOJ, the regulators at the EPA and the FDA, all the way down to the person who gets him his coffee in the morning. Not a single soul will be able to tell him no. And he's put his two idiot sons, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, in charge of making that happen. So earlier today, I talked about the fact that Donald Trump is, of course, showing the world how angry he is every time he talks to the cameras or every time he's on Truth Social. But there is a second part of that that I want to talk about right now. It's not just his anger that, of course, is boiling over at this point. It's what that anger is doing to him psychologically that becomes such a great problem for him. Because what we're witnessing right now is not just an angry man who's mad that he's facing accountability. We are dealing with a man who is crumbling to dust cognitively in front of our very eyes on a daily basis. His grasp on reality, which was already tenuous at best, is completely coming untethered. See, as I've talked about a lot over the years, Donald Trump has spent a long time, many, many years, cocooning himself in this alternate reality world. It's a world where people do not criticize him. It's a world where everybody loves him and everybody supports him, and he is immune from any criminal prosecution, and everything that he does is the smartest and greatest thing ever done in history. Well, outside that bubble, we all know none of that is true. But Donald Trump hasn't had to face that because he surrounded himself with enough people to protect the cocoon. But now that he's in that courtroom, that cocoon is shredding. And he's starting to see the outside world for the first time in a long time. And he doesn't like what he sees. And that's causing him to panic. And it is, of course, creating a serious cognitive issue for him. One of the best examples, of course, is his anger about the fact that nobody's showing up to protest his trial. He wanted to see hordes of people out there and nobody is showing up. He thought everybody loved him. He thought he could get the whole country to come out there for him. And this week he had five people show up. Literally five people on Monday is what showed up. And it got smaller throughout the week. That's it. That is a massive blow to his ego, which of course affects his mental health. A former prosecutor, Kenneth McCallion, actually spoke to Salon.com's Chauncey DeVega this week. And here's what this former prosecutor had to say about Trump's mental state. Donald Trump has been forced to partially subdue himself, which is not his natural instinct. He is not wired in such a way as to be able to remain quiet as a litany of accusations and evidence against him are presented. Donald Trump is in a different psychological space, and a much more tenuous one. Trump is presenting himself to his followers as a victim, someone being persecuted. He obviously wants the world to remember and think of him as strong and resolute and basically a good guy despite his personal issues. So that self-image and definition of himself, which has been the basis for the popularity among many millions of Americans, is now being challenged. When he's been subjected to ridicule and laughed at, that is extremely emotionally and psychologically painful to him. And we do know that at one point during jury selection last week, he was forced to sit there as they read the mean tweets and mean social media posts from potential jurors. He didn't like that at all. That was very humiliating for him. We have seen other jurors who were dismissed who go out and give interviews and laugh at him. We've seen the potential witnesses against him laughing at him in the media. They've now said they're not going to go out there in the media anymore, but he is being laughed at. He is being mocked. He's being mocked for falling asleep. He's pissed off about that. He's raging behind the scenes about that. He's mad at the courtroom sketch artist because he thinks the sketch artist is intentionally trying to make him look stupid in the pictures. So he's been raging about that, according to reports behind the scenes. Everything is driving him insane, basically. But former prosecutor McCallion continued. I think that Donald Trump is probably trying to get himself thrown into prison or in a soundproof plexiglass box in the courtroom. This would enhance the narrative of martyrdom he is promoting, which resonates with his base. Neither Trump nor most of his diehard base want to confront the stark reality that the problems they face are largely of their own making and the result of a series of terrible choices made along the way. That's the other part of this, right? Trump is out there. I'm the victim. Everything bad is happening to me because crooked Joe Biden is directing it. No, you did horrible things, allegedly, and you are now facing the consequences for that. Like, that's what happened. You made decisions, allegedly, throughout your life, and now those decisions are coming back and you've got to deal with them. That's called life. It's not persecution. It's certainly not martyrdom. It's life. But I do think McCallion has a great point there when he mentions, you know, I think Trump is trying to get himself thrown into jail. It's hard to disagree with that at this point. If Donald Trump wants his base to take this trial seriously, to actually show up and support him, what better way to do it than have to go spend a night in jail? That'll wake up a lot of his supporters, and not in a good way. So maybe that is what he's trying to do. Maybe he wants to get that last little bit of support from these people, because if he doesn't, his mental health is going to continue to decline. And that's going to be very harmful to him, not just in this trial, but in the overall presidential campaign that he is still a part of. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.